Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you're new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a great platform that allows you to buy, sell, and trade and earn cryptocurrencies. And you can trade between different assets very easily. So you can trade between crypto and precious metals and US equities. And you don't have to convert to any type of currency. You can just swap between the assets. That's pretty amazing. Not many platforms have that feature. And Uphold's been around for a long time. They're a trusted platform. I've been using them for years. They have 10 plus million users, 200 plus cryptocurrencies, and they are available in 150 countries. And in fact, they're one of the only exchanges, if not the only exchange in the United States, that still lists XRP, allows you to buy, sell, and trade XRP. We know that major exchanges delisted XRP after the SEC Ripple lawsuit, but you can still buy XRP and sell it on Uphold. And Uphold has been around for a long time. I've interviewed the CEO, the founder, many representatives from the company, so I can certainly vouch for this platform. Once again, I've been a user for years, and it's a very simple and easy to use platform. So if you'd like to learn more, please visit the link in the description. All right, my friends, I have huge crypto news, and that's not hyperbole. You know, I bring the facts. That's what we focus on here, not the hype. We are in certainly a major opportunity of a lifetime. The crypto market is in a bear market again, where valuations are low, and it is an accumulation opportunity right now. We are in an accumulation zone, and I've been dollar cost averaging. I'm hodling, and I'm ready for the next bull market. Don't get me wrong. If there's a rally, Bitcoin goes to 50K again, Ethereum to 4,000, I will be taking profits, right? And we can probably see some sort of rally maybe early next year. We'll see what happens when the Fed reverses. But we're just seeing in the bear market, massive companies, massive traditional financial institutions and companies are jumping into the crypto market, and it's happening worldwide. Here's the first example. Indonesia's biggest tech company, which is called Gojek Indonesia, if I'm saying that right, or Gojek. So my Indonesian listeners, I apologize if I butchered that name, but the takeaway here, it's the biggest tech company in Indonesia, has entered the cryptocurrency market with the $8.4 million purchase of a local crypto exchange, PT Crypto, Massima Coin. Guys, look what's happening here. I've often shared this type of news with you. Mergers, acquisitions, investments. Who is getting into the market? Forget about what people are saying, right? There's FUD, there's people making statements, the headlines, the sensationalism. I don't care about that. I want to see where the money is going. What are the big institutions of smart money doing? My friends, they are setting up shop in this asset class. We just talked about Bakkt and Sullivan Bank, right? Bakkt, owned by the New York Stock Exchange parent company. We talked about BlackRock just a month ago or a few weeks ago, where they launched a Bitcoin trust, a spot trust, and they partnered with Coinbase. So look at what's happening. When there's blood on the streets, when majority of retail are living in fear right now, right? A recession, the world's coming to an end. Jerome Powell is saying all kinds of scary stuff. Oh no, I better dump my stuff and run for the hills. No, that's the dumb money crowd. Smart money buys the lows, is hodling, they are patient, and then they sell the highs. Once that clicks, once you understand that, my friends, that's how you make money in the markets. It's something that you have to learn. It's financial education. So let me give you some more details about this big tech company in Indonesia and what they're about to do. So GoTo paid 124.84 billion rupiah, which is $8.38 million, according to the report, citing a statement to Indonesia's stock exchange regulator. So of course, they bought the crypto exchange. The tech firm, which was formed out of a merger between ride-hailing app Gojek and e-commerce platform Tokopedia in 2021, raised over $1 billion in an IPO in April and claims to contribute more than 2% to Indonesia's GDP. That's how big they are. They contribute 2% to Indonesia's GDP of $1 trillion. It wants to become a diverse money management hub. And of course, if you're looking to diverse, what do you have to include? The crypto asset class. So Crypto Maxima, if I'm saying it right, is one of the 25 crypto exchanges registered with Indonesia's Commodity Futures Trading Regulatory Agency, known as Bappeti. Oh my gosh, I'm butchering these names. I apologize. The regulators stopped issuing new registration certificates for crypto firms earlier this month with the aim of making trading activities transparent, efficient, and effective, Tech Asia reported. Guys, they're not going to kill crypto. We know that now, right? Even if some country randomly pops up their heads and they're like, "Oh, we're going to ban this and do that." That has been tried and has failed. They can't ban it. It's here to stay. What the governments will do is regulate it and make sure it's not being used for illegal activities. And notice that the big players are jumping in. The big players who have a lot of capital, a lot of political influence, and a lot of power globally, they will not take a risk like this unless the government was okay with it. And I'm talking about world governments. It's true for the United States. The big green light, the big domino was BlackRock, my friends. They are massive, the world's largest wealth manager, right? Over $10 trillion in assets under management. You think they will take a big risk going to partner with Coinbase, launching a Bitcoin trust if they didn't get a green light? Think about it. And the same thing goes for the company, the biggest tech company in Indonesia, and so on and so forth. And here's another example, guys. Brazil-based crypto exchange Digitra has launched a new trading platform for mom and pop shops. For institutional and retail investors that use NASDAQ's cloud-based trading technology. See what's happening here? NASDAQ's involved. Brazil's exchange, global integration, expansion happening here, my friends. So NASDAQ's marketplace services platform will support Digitra's new trade-to-earn feature that awards tokens for every executed trade. That actually sounds like a very, very great incentive there for users, that if you make a trade, you get rewarded. I like that. So Brazil-based crypto exchange Digitra has launched a cryptocurrency exchange for institutional and retail investors powered by NASDAQ's cloud-based crypto trading platform, according to a Tuesday press release. NASDAQ brings extensive experience and expertise in capital markets technology to Digitra.com and our industry, Digitra founder and CEO Rodrigo Batista said in the release. Our technology collaboration gives us a robust foundation to grow and build new features to our clients. NASDAQ's marketplace services platform is a cloud-based platform that supports digital asset exchanges and crypto markets. That statement there, my friends, was not true years ago. When I got into the market, that was not a thing. But they know what's coming. They see what's on the horizon, the mass adoption that's coming, and this asset class dominating the world, guys. This is a global asset class. So it says here, allowing exchanges to extract or attract liquidity and scale transaction volumes to correspond with the market conditions. The technology also enables exchanges to build new features for their customers. Smart move by NASDAQ, building the technology that these exchanges and different platforms will need. And we know NASDAQ, of course, is a stock exchange. They're doing their thing, pretty big, lots going on there. They're expanding to the new asset class. Makes sense to me, right? Now, here's some more big news. Asia's largest blockchain investment firm has just secured $100 million to fund its metaverse ambitions. The capital keeps flowing in. Do you recognize what's happening, my friends? Do you see what is happening here? Watch what they do, not what they say. The capital is flowing in, mergers are happening, acquisitions are happening, expansion globally is happening. And I'm sharing the facts here with you guys, all verifiable here. So Singapore's Temasek aims $100 million at metaverse giant Animoca Asia's largest blockchain investment firm has just secured another $100 million to fund its metaverse ambitions. And of course, the metaverse will include cryptocurrencies, obviously different blockchains, NFTs, and so forth. So these guys are looking to do a land grab here. They see what's on the horizon. So Temasek, will be financing the latest raise through convertible bonds, according to Bloomberg. This raise comes shortly after Animoca Brands Japan received $45 million from MUFG Bank, Japan's largest bank, to increase its Web3 footprint in the country last week. Animoca Brands also secured a $75.32 million deal in July, the second part of its $360 million raise from January this year, led by prominent venture capitalists such as Sequoia and the Winklevoss twins. So big time moves happening with big time players, and billions of dollars are coming in. It's amazing what's happening. Now, some big news for the XRP Ledger. We know that an amendment that would support NFTs on the XRP Ledger has been introduced, and it's up to the validators to vote on it. Well, apparently, and Matt Hamilton tweeted out about this today, it has crossed the 80% threshold, and it looks like it has to be greater than 80%. For this to be rolled out, but this is certainly big news. I've talked about this, that building on blockchains, whether it be NFTs and different types of tokenization, will have an impact on the value of the native token. I've shared the example of CryptoKitties, ICOs, NFTs that happen on Ethereum, and look at the value of Ethereum, right? It's a major factor. And the more building, the more transaction volume, the more valuable that network becomes. And obviously that value trickles down to the price of the native token. So, we'll see. This could roll out in the next few weeks for the XRP Ledger, which will be exciting. Obviously, the XRP Ledger has a lot of benefits with speed, scalability, low transaction fees. So I'm excited to see what happens. I'll try to test out building NFTs on the platform, not to necessarily sell. I'm always looking to learn and look at building on different blockchains. Many of you know I built a social token on the Solana blockchain. I've kind of hit the pause button on that because Solana keeps going down. I might move it to either Ethereum once it goes to proof of stake, or to the XRP Ledger, or both, right? I can have it on both blockchains and have the distribution set up in different ways there as far as supply. So I'm always testing, guys, and looking to learn and build and see how I can make money off of this. So this is pretty cool. And obviously, this could dovetail with Ethereum moving to proof of stake, which is going to take place in September. So, we could potentially now, I'm saying potentially because it's not guaranteed, we could see maybe a market rally. I don't know. Not to new all-time highs, just, a movement upwards because of all these things happening. And in fact, Flare Network, which they're preparing to release their updates and so forth, they announced a launch of a novel crowdfunding launchpad in partnership with the Swiss blockchain software infrastructure firm Lena Blockchain. So they're starting to build, they're starting to do cool things. And if they said here, what is crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is a launchpad that's designed to bring a new dimension to the concept of crowdfunding, with contributors gaining exclusive access to carefully curated crypto projects and unique benefits while returning safe custody of their principal investment. So I'm excited to get my Flare tokens. And, I interviewed Hugo Filion not too long ago, guys. And many of you may have seen that interview from 2 weeks ago. It looks like they're getting ready to do their things. Obviously, they need to make sure they're in a full decentralized status before they release everything. And it should be coming soon. So if all these things dovetail together, right, Flare, Ethereum, and then you have the XRP Ledger update, we could see potentially, some sort of rally in the market, but that's not guaranteed. So don't come back and say, Tony, you promised, you said this was guaranteed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying potentially. So it's about probabilities here, right? Because look, there's macroeconomic factors with the Fed and all these things happening. Now, Eleanor Toretta, Fox Business, tweeted out the following. My sources tell me Gary Gensler will be testifying in front of the Senate Banking Committee on September 15th. CFTC Rostin Benham will testify in front of the Senate Agricultural Democrats the day before. Will be interesting to see whether Gensler is asked to respond to Benham's answers on crypto. She says here, adding the Senate Agricultural hearing is on their recently introduced crypto bill, which would give the CFTC authority to regulate all digital commodities. The CFTC and key industry players will testify on the bill before it goes to markup. Vote unlikely to pass this year, I'm told. So we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. Gary Gensler has not been before Congress in a while, and the pressure is mounting on him. And you guys may have seen my interview with Congressman Tom Emmer, where we talked about this, and this was last week. And that Gensler is out of control, right? We've talked a lot about the SEC and what they've been doing. So he's got a target on his back, and different members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, are looking to get him under control. Now, Eleanor Tourette also highlighted the following from Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy. My gosh, I butchered his name, but Congressman Raja, I'll call him that. He tweeted out, I launched this investigation because cryptocurrencies have exploded in reach, popularity, and value. So too has the growth in related fraud and consumer abuse as bad actors have sought to prey upon investors. So he did the Washington Post, you know, kind of highlighted that he's looking to go after crypto scams, which I'm all about. Yes, we have to stop the scammers. And this is why I've been criticizing the SEC. The problem is not the SEC doing their job and stopping crypto scams. Of course, we need to stop the scams, right? I was around in 2017 when BitConnect was here, and there's been all types of scams. The problem is the SEC is going after legitimate companies and shaking them down and ignoring a lot of the scams that are actually hurting people. And yesterday we talked about the SEC collected more penalty fines, you know, as far as value in number in billions versus what was scammed from people. So, you know, you look at the SEC shaking down companies, and the scams are still happening, but they're shaking down legitimate companies. And, you know, Eleanor Tourette said, chairman of the subcommittee on economic and consumer policy, Congressman Raja, today sent letters to the U.S. Treasury, SEC, CFTC, FTC, Binance, U.S. Coinbase, FTX official, Kraken, and KuCoin requesting info on steps they are taking to combat crypto-related scams. So I'm all for this, right? As long as legitimate, they're going after actual scams and not legitimate companies, not giving legitimate exchanges and platforms a hard time, just working alongside them, and let's stop the scammers. I think everybody watching this video or listening on the podcast would agree, right? We want to stop the scammers. We don't want people to lose their money, but we don't want the SEC going out of control, Gensler being some sort of draconian regulator and trying to hurt crypto companies and hurt innovation. So interesting. Well, things are heating up in DC around crypto. Now, finally here, we had some very bullish news from Nexo. We know Nexo has actually, you know, they've been doing well. They offered to buy Celsius. And today they said they're announcing their third $50 million buyback. The allocation is a result of our solid liquidity position and readiness to spur on our own products and community as the Nexo token comes to play an increasingly important role within our ecosystem. This is a good sign, guys, that they're doing this and they're looking to buy back the token. I like that. And we'll see, you know, how things progress, but it looks like they're in a solid position as a company, which is a good sign. I wish more of these companies on a monthly basis would release some of their numbers to show that the transparency, like their books are in order. It's, you know, there won't be another Celsius network or Voyager collapse because these guys are doing all kinds of shady stuff and bad trades and bad business practices behind the scenes. We need that transparency. It's so important. But glad to see that Nexo is doing this. So kudos to them. I really, really like this. This is smart. And it's only going to benefit the users holding the Nexo token, which I need to look into to holding that token. Obviously, I'll let you guys know if I do take a position. Anyway, guys, that's the news. I am bullish. just look at the news and what's happening here. And you may say, oh, dude, how could you be bullish? The price is down, man. It's painful. Yes, and I used to think that way, but I finally understood how the markets work, and that's when I started making money. No BS, guys. I'm telling you, buy the dips. Guess what? I'm being very transparent. I bought some crypto this morning. I bought some Bitcoin and Ethereum. I even bought some stock. I entered into an ETF, and I bought some Tesla stock this morning. Now, that's not financial advice. I'm not telling you what to do, but I see the valuations down, and I'm buying. And if they go lower, I will continue to buy because I'm prepared to hold for the next 2 to 3 years where, you know, that's how the market cycles play out and new all-time highs are going to come. The Fed and these world banks and central banks will continue to print money and asset prices will go up. Right now, they are deflating the bubble we've been in. And look, I made money last year in the bull market. I know many of you did as well if you're diversified. And now the bubble is popping. And that's how the cycles have played out historically. Boom and bust. Boom and bust. Go research it. Financial education is so important. You have to understand what's happening with these markets and assets versus the economy and versus what's in your bank. Yes, I have my savings. Yes, I have my 401k. But I know that's not going to give me financial freedom. Investing in assets will. And making a higher return than what the hell the savings account interest is giving me or my 401k return, right? It can't just be that. And I've talked about I have an investment property as well. So I'm diversifying, guys. And that those things that didn't happen overnight is when I understood the market cycles. And I can't emphasize that enough. And I'm trying to spread that knowledge because it gave me financial freedom. And I wish I knew about these things earlier. So I hope those of you who are listening or watching, this is coming through and you're getting it. And I will try to do more better content to explain it. But financial education, market moves in cycles, boom and bust. So understand that and buy the lows, sell the highs. I know it sounds simple, but the big part in there is patience, patience, patience. Warren Buffett has said the transfer of wealth in the stock market is from the impatient to the patient, right? People who are not patient, they get scared by media headlines and sensationalism. They listen to Jim Cramer versus looking at the fundamentals and the charts and what's happening. Anyway, I digress. That's the news, my friends. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button. Share this video. And I will talk to you all later.